1982, the strongest ever recorded El Niño hit the islands. El Niño, a natural phenomenon, brings warm waters which destroys the huge shoals of fish. As a result, penguin breeding failed and their population crashed by almost 70%. After 72 hours in the freezer, Richard's film equipment had passed inspection and he was ready to set off. He was joined by Carolina Larrea Angamea, a local scientist who had agreed to take Richard to a location where she knew penguins regularly nested.
Okay.
It would take 16 hours to reach Isabella Island. There, they hoped to find the chicks hidden in rocky crevices near the shoreline. But the search didn't start well.
What's that?
A dead penguin.
Oh my gosh.
Saw two more over there.
I think it's a cat.
Probably. I'm not sure because it's not very recently, so you cannot really see much of it.
There's the wing there.
Yeah, it's the wing there, but the rest of the body, then you cannot really tell if it was.
Man, can you believe that?
Yeah.
It's pretty depressing if it was a cat. So this is one of the troubles here in Galapagos, is that we have introduced mammals that these animals have not evolved to compete with.